In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is a great feast that rarely comes on a Sunday, which is the entry of the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple. When Jesus was 40 days old, his parents took him according to the law of Moses and offered him in the temple, and they offered sacrifices on his behalf. Meaning that he does not belong to us, he belongs to God, but we are offering sacrifices on his behalf that we may use him as our son, because he is the Son of God. So, that's a great feast. Jesus coming to the temple, or to the church, or maybe to our church in particular, or maybe God is blessing us today. And he definitely is. And he definitely has been blessing our church for so long. One of the great things that people say when they come here, that we can feel the presence of God. We're thankful. We're grateful for that. And we thank God for the fruits and for the multitude of fruits that God is giving us. So, Jesus coming into the temple, you know, is a great feast. And I don't believe that these things come as a coincidence. You know, I feel like everything happened by God in the same time. So I feel this feast is given to us today to celebrate and to let us know that God really cares about his church. God really cares about his church. Tell you the truth, the church, Jesus died for the church. Jesus loved the church. When he was young, 40 days old, he went for a visit to the temple. We heard that Jesus, ever since he was young, he was always in the temple. Remember the story when he was 12 years old and his parents didn't find him with them, and then they found him that he's in the temple talking to the elders. He loved the temple of God, even though the people there were wicked, but he loved the temple of God. And towards the end of his life, where do we see him? We see him cleansing the temple. Jesus loved the temple. And every righteous person loves the house of God because it means a lot. It means the presence of God. What is the church for us and for you and me personally? What is the church? And how is the church supposed to affect my life or influence my life? Or should the church have any influence over my life? Or the church is just like any other place that I visit every now and then, or I visit once a week? Tell you the truth, I believe otherwise. Let's see someone who really, really loved God, and he adored and he worshipped the house of God. Do you know him? David, of course. David, the prophet, wrote a lot in his Psalms about the house of God. He said, "Blessed is the man you chose and caused to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple." Blessed is the man whose place God chose him to be in his house, to be filled and to be enriched always. That's the house of God. He said so many things. I'm going to just choose a few verses here. He said, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." And also, he says, "For a day, one day in your court," you know this famous song, "One day in your court is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness." I'd rather be sitting as a homeless at the door of God's house rather than having a tent and a dedicated place and a palace for me. That's the church. Let me tell you from my personal experience. And I promise you, what I'm saying now is not because I'm a priest, but this is how I feel. that the church is my life. Seriously, I feel the church is my life. What is the church? What is the church for you and me? Is it a building? Or is it the people? What is the church? The church is a group of people worshiping God. Not just a group of people, and it's not just a building, but a group of people are in active worship of God. The church is the liturgies that we come and pray that take us up to heaven. The liturgies are the praises that is an experience of heaven. There is the church. The church is the prayers, the fervent prayers that are offered to God. The church is the place, for me at least, where I offered repentance and confession. The church for me is more important place than any other place, where I was cleansed and washed and renewed and received life. That is the church. The church is the place of the presence of God, where He dwells. That's why we call it the house of God, where He's always there, He's always present. When I go there, I come into the presence of God, has the reverence of God. It's the place where I was touched by God. What else? What a better experience than this? The church where I meet Him on the highest level, when I even partake of His body and blood. Where else do I ever get such an experience? The church where I got married and I got ordained. And the church has the most impact of my life. The church is the place where I want to be when I'm in trouble. And it's the place where I want to be when I'm thankful and grateful to God. It's the place where I want to be when I'm confused. So it is my life, literally. I see it not only as God's house, but as my house. How is that? Any two people who love each other, they end up deciding to get married and live in one house, household. And that household is a happy place because it combines the love between two. There is the place that is filled with love and combining my love to my bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. When you have a happy marriage, then the house is the best place to be. But when you don't have the best or the happiest marriage, try to get busy outside or do something, you know, or get any opportunity to be busy somewhere else. And the house is not necessarily the best place where you want to be. Same feeling here in the house of God. I feel when we have this marital relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I feel like this is my place. This is my place. This is the time where I meet with Him. This is the place of memories between me and Him. That's why it's home. Not only His house, but also my home. I hope that the church for us is not a visiting place to visit once a week, but truly a home with the Lord, that I have a presence here with His presence, that I really enjoy Him, that I have memories. I love God and I grow in God's love through the church. Let me read this wonderful verse. And actually, we're going to keep this verse in front of us for a while and we'll get back to this verse. It's a beautiful verse that says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Not those who are present in the house of the Lord. See the word? Those who are? Can you say this word? Those who are planted. Can you say this again? Those who are planted. What's planted? It's just deeply rooted. It's not someone who's sitting here. You know, that's not a flower that's in a cup or any. It's something deeply rooted and planted. Planted that's not moved, cannot be moved. Planted and rooted. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. The Coptic Church is not a church, a Sunday church. And particularly, the church here in Washington is not a church of Sunday, that people would come Sunday and that's it. That's not the church here. And if this is the only experience you have with the church, then I would tell you that you know only 10% of the church, or even less. Seriously. There's a lot going on here. And the Lord today is inviting us to get more and to get deeply rooted. If the Lord visited the church, if the Lord was in the church, if the Lord went and paid a visit to the temple, and He was there for a long time, and He was on and off always being there, then He's pointing something. He has a message that you want to give us. As I said, the church is not a visit, the church is not people, the church is not an activity, but the church is an experience. Or let me say it in other words, it's an attitude. Not a visit. It's an experience, something that you need to taste. And depending on the attitude of me coming here, do I want to come just for a short visit, get something, hear a word, take communion and then take off? Or there is more? And what is more for me? Let me give you some stuff that, as I said, it's an experience. I cannot explain what that is, but I can tell you that you are invited by God today in order to come and experience these things. One of them, for example, is the midnight praises. You know that we have midnight praises every Saturday night. We have midnight praises. Hopefully we have more than just Saturday. We have actually all night prayers. If you have been there in one of these all night prayers, you'll be amazed. I cannot explain what that is, but you can only taste. It's beautiful. It's an amazing taste. Another experience that nothing in the world can replace, this experience. A late liturgy in Lent. These liturgies that we do between 4 and 6:30, these are amazing experience. When you're hungry, when you're so tired, but you're not on earth. When you experience the hymns and the tunes and the prayers, and everybody's just getting home, wishing to go home and eat and sleep and watch TV, and you're here lifted up and you're experiencing heaven, not earth. That's an experience. That's an experience. It's the time of repentance. Have you ever been here when the church, there is no one, and you're just sitting with God in His presence and offering repentance? Just sitting with Him in your house, in the marital house. That's an experience. The level of spiritual maturity for the believers is usually measured by their involvement in the weekdays activities of the church, not just Sunday when they're there. How connected they are to the bridegroom. How much they want to be in His presence and experience that. Let me read you a great example that was read today in the gospel. Have you ever heard about a prophetess? There isn't a lot of prophetesses in the Bible, but today there is one of them, Anna. What the Bible said today, the gospel said, now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. She was married for 7 years. Her husband died. Went to the temple. There's nowhere else to go. Loved the place. She decided to live there for how long? 84 years. Day and night. Praying. Praying for who? For her children? She doesn't have children. But experience. She is married to the right bridegroom, the Lord Jesus. She experienced him. She experienced heaven. 84 years old. Not 2 hours on Sunday. Not just half an hour and she's distracted and bored to death. Day and night. What is that? That's a marriage. That's a marital relationship. That's love. That's an experience. Who in the world can tell what this woman experienced? No one. You got to experience what that is. To be in his presence. She did not depart from the temple. The Bible does not exaggerate like us. You know, that it's not like someone who says, oh, he never leaves home. No, that's literally, she didn't leave that place for 84 years. Night and day. Why is that? There is something great that she's experiencing. It's a refuge place for the lonely, for those who are wounded. The wounded people, the psychologists and the therapists can't do much to them. They can help them to help themselves if they can. But he can. He's the bridegroom. And he loves to be with us and in our presence. When we discover that, then, you know, we want to experience that more and more. The house of God is a hospital for the sick. And a place of community for those who are lonely. Community mostly, and communion mostly with the Most High. With the best friend, with the best bridegroom, the Lord Jesus. This is an experience. The temple was important to the Lord Jesus, even though he was God himself. Anywhere he is, this is where God is. And yet, he pointed and said, this is the house of God. I want to be there. He showed us the importance of such a place and such involvement in his house. So we have an invitation today from the Lord himself to abide more in him, to come more and be involved in the household of our marriage with the bridegroom. I'm inviting you. Jesus is inviting you to come to his church. But I'm inviting you today for a couple of things to experience. I'm inviting you actually to learn the hymns and the rites of the church. It's very important. You know, if you don't learn the hymns of the church or the praises of the church, it's exactly like, with no offense, no one takes this, okay, personally. It's like a wife who has been married for, God knows, 20, 30 years, and the most of what she can do is boil eggs. What do you think of such a wife? They can go by. Right? I don't know what would they do in fasting, but, you know, she can boil eggs. You know, it's great. I feel a lot of us, church-wise, can just boil eggs and we're happy with that. No, God is inviting us to experience more. There is a hymns class every Tuesday night here in the church. It's called Coptic Treasures, to learn. Because it's an experience, it's a taste. There is the midnight praises that I cannot explain. If I talk for hours and days, I can never explain what that is. Every Saturday night, and also once a month now, we do all-night prayer. We never officially said that, but here I'm telling you that the fourth Friday of each month, we're doing all-night prayer. We've been doing that the past 2 months. It's a piece of heaven on earth. Why are we doing it again? We don't like to sleep. Do we have more time to waste? We have nothing else to do. But I promise you, it's an addictive thing. Okay? That's why I'm inviting you to such a great addiction. Come to the Bible studies and the servants' meeting in the weekdays. Come to the time of repentance and confession. Experience the presence of God here. Just you and Him. Thank God for our church. And God has been blessing this church. And I promise you that the blessing of God for this church, it's not based on a person. It's not because of me or because of Abuna Anthony or both of us. But God used us, and God put us here the same way He chose a third priest to be here, because He wants to bless this church. So we want to take advantage of that. I promise you, if I was not a priest and they tell me, where you want to go? I say, I want to come here. If I'm fired tomorrow, if Abuna fires me or His Holiness fires me, I'm still going to come. I'm still going to be here. Why? Because I love the presence of God and the Spirit of God and the spirituality that we have. But I feel bad for those who are not experiencing everything to the fullest. Not experiencing the meat, the steak, and still boiling eggs. Okay? There are better food in the cup in our church than just boiled eggs. And we are invited to such thing. Invited to mahshi wara anab bashamel. I can say that now. I can't say that next Sunday, but you know, I can say that this Sunday. We're inviting to great feast. God is inviting us for a feast. Okay? So just don't get by the boiled eggs. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.